money out.
Services. How easy are these to use?
Well, that's kind of their point of business, is how easy they are to use is one of the differentiating factors that make different apps more successful than other apps. So they work really hard to make them very easy to use and very easy to understand what they can bet on and to make bets quickly.
And, well, is it possible for people under the ages of 18 to be able to set up these accounts?
Well, you know, it's always possible if they go through some hoops to do that. But there are age verification procedures. You usually have to have a credit card, for instance, in order to set up a betting account. So there are age verification protections built in to these apps, so that not just everyone can use them, but people who are of age can use them.
Now, a lot of video games these days have these loot box type systems where you pay money and you don't know what you're going to get. Do you think there is a culture of people being exposed to gambling through video games and other avenues as a kid and continues it to their adulthood? Is it becoming a problem, do you think?
Yeah, that's something we're really investigating now. I have a PhD student who's looking at that very issue. So there are loot boxes. There's a lot of gambling type activities that are embedded into children's games or games that children play. And some of these virtual items have real value in the sense that you can trade them or sell them for money. So this is sort of a backdoor way for people to do underage gambling. The other thing is that is a big issue is what's called skins gambling. So people play these video games, and a skin is something a visual enhancement to your character online often. Or a weapon that you have. It normally doesn't give you any play advantage, but it makes you look cool in the game. Well, these skins you earn, you can either purchase or you can earn them through the game itself, but then you can also trade them. And through the trading process, people have built back ends to make those skins a currency for gambling. And this currency is almost, it's not an actual currency, but it's a virtual currency, and it works like any other currency in that you can bet with skins, you can win more skins, and potentially you can cash out those skins by selling them back to somebody else and actually getting cash out. So these are some of the ways that a culture of a betting starts in early adolescence. Most people who have go on to develop gambling problems in adulthood actually develop their first problems in adolescence. And so it's really critical that we keep people away from gambling until they reach adulthood, because it's really an adult activity, and the risks of having youth exposed to it creates a greater risk for ultimate harm of the person who's exposed.
And how dangerous are these apps for people who are problem gamblers?
Yeah, so the apps, at least in Australia, there's a sort of differentiation between the types of apps. So the apps that are actually official gambling apps are in Australia are for sports betting or horse racing, and those are the approved ones. And these other forms of sort of casual betting are sort of a different thing, and often of different stakes. And so one has to keep that in mind.
And what sort of tricks do these companies employ to get people signed up and using these apps?
Well, I don't know if it's tricks, so much as standard marketing. And I think, the apps themselves, often there are people who are interested in sports already. And so the advertisements often happen on major sporting events. Or certainly horse racing or dog racing events, and traditional media being advertised around that. There's been some recent restrictions on times that gambling companies can advertise on TV to restrict that somewhat from away from when children will actually watch those ads. But obviously, Children are interested in sport, and so often they'll stay up late to watch their favorite sporting team. And in that sense, they get exposed to these ads that encourage, presumably, and they're targeted at adults, but often will be incidentally shown to children as well, and make them see that sport and gambling are inexorably linked. And that you can't really enjoy sport without gambling. And so that's one of the concerns, because a lot of people enjoy sport. Sports is a healthy thing to be involved in. And we certainly want young people to be involved in sport, but not necessarily the gambling side of it.
Well, how do we kind of decouple gambling, the idea that gambling and sports go hand in hand?
Well, I think limitations on advertising is probably the best way. I mean, we have that with cigarettes. So for things that are dangerous to consume, and when I say dangerous, I'm not the fun police here, in the sense that if people who are adults want to take part in gambling, we've documented and found real benefits that people get from gambling as long as they don't experience problems. So I'm not saying gambling is necessarily a bad thing, but certainly we want to make sure that people don't necessarily aren't necessarily encouraged to take part in an activity that has some inherent dangers in it, particularly not.